I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, March 6th. What to know now about the major impact of the new coronavirus on the travel industry, from empty airports to new policies and even advice about certain hand sanitizer. Plus, more plans for space vacations. Get ready to spring forward and a reason to unplug that can make you some money. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the new coronavirus, COVID-19, is having a major impact on the travel industry. More and more large conferences and gatherings around the world are being canceled. A trade group now says the outbreak could cost airlines as much as $113 billion in lost revenue this year, saying there are way fewer people willing to fly right now compared to even last week. U.S. airlines have even had to cancel some flights, but for the ones still available, several airlines are now offering more flexible policies, like waiving change fees, to help try and calm travelers' worries. Cruise lines are also changing some policies, while one ship, the Grand Princess, is still being held off the coast of California right now. So yesterday, a Coast Guard helicopter lowered testing kits onto the boat with a rope. But testing kits are a bit hard to come by still. Many labs now say they don't have what they need to identify new cases. Vice President Mike Pence admitted yesterday there are not enough testing kits to meet the demand. But he is hoping a new shipment goes out today with enough kits to test about 400,000 people. Pence spoke as he toured an emergency operations center near Tacoma, Washington. That state has been hit the hardest in the U.S. 11 of the 12 American deaths have happened in Washington. But other states are impacted, too. There are now more than 200 confirmed cases across 20 states. Fear and confusion over the new coronavirus led to another rough day on Wall Street. The Dow, for example, fell nearly 1,000 points yesterday. Some relief could come soon, though. The Senate approved an emergency funding package. It's the same $8 billion measure that already passed in the House, meant for virus prevention and treatment. So President Trump is expected to sign it soon. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is facing some harsh criticism from a judge, and it's all about how he handled the Russia investigation about a year ago. The judge claimed Barr's early summary of the findings did not match the facts from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. He even suggested Barr's conclusions were a, quote, calculated attempt to help President Trump. Of course, Democratic lawmakers said the same thing when the summary was first released last March, and Mueller himself said the summary did not fully represent the seriousness of the report. Now this judge wants to check the Justice Department's redactions. Remember, only a partial version was released to the public. Once this judge sees the full thing, he may say more should be made available to everyone. So far, no response from the Justice Department. The 2020 presidential race has gone from 18 candidates earlier this year, now down to just 5. Senator Elizabeth Warren is the latest Democrat to drop out. She announced the end of her presidential run after a disappointing Super Tuesday for her. But Warren is refusing to endorse anyone else, at least for now. Still in the running, 3 Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who so far has not qualified for any of the debates this year. And there are 2 Republicans. There's, of course, President Trump and his one challenger, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who doesn't have much of a chance to win the Republican nomination. The next primary is next week, and the next Democratic debate is later this month. President Trump is expected to visit Tennessee today. He's set to tour the damage from a string of 6 tornadoes that hit the state earlier this week. Trump already approved a disaster declaration, which makes federal funding available for affected areas. The National Weather Service now says the strongest tornado to hit was an EF4, meaning it had wind speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. Remember, those storms killed 24 people and injured many more. And the South did not get much of a break from the bad weather all week. AccuWeather reports thunderstorms, hail, and heavy rain hit Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, with some areas seeing up to 3 inches of rain. That said, the storm should fizzle out today. Well, get ready to spring forward. This is your official reminder that daylight saving time begins this Sunday. A little bad news, this is the time change when we'll lose an hour of sleep. So after 1:59 a.m. Sunday, it jumps to 3 a.m. But here's the good news. We're adding an hour of extra sun to our afternoons. So let in that natural light. All right, a quick break now for our sponsor today, Zola. I was actually just having a conversation with a newly engaged friend this week, and she said she's excited to get married, but not so excited about the wedding planning process after seeing others stress out about it. But listen, it does not have to be that bad. My advice, stick with the stuff you and your fiancé want and try to keep the planning as simple as possible. That's why I love Zola offers everything you need in one place so it's easy and less stressful. For one, Zola offers free wedding websites and you can choose from hundreds of gorgeous designs. They also have beautiful yet affordable invites and paper and a free guest list manager to collect addresses and track online RSVPs. And finally, Zola offers the highest rated registry of all time. Zola has helped a million couples get married, and they want to help you too. Go to zola.com/newsworthy today and use the promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you buy. That's 50% off Save the Dates at Zola, Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy with the promo code SAVE50. Now back to the news. At last, the new Mars rover has a name. CBS News reports it'll be called Perseverance, or Percy for short. A seventh grader from Virginia chose the name. He was one of 28,000 students who suggested names during NASA's Name the Rover contest. Perseverance floated to the top, though, because NASA says it captures the spirit of exploration. The new rover is supposed to be launched into space this summer. That said, it won't actually make it to Mars until February of next year. The rover will then study the climate and geology on the red planet, and it will also look for signs of past microbial life. Keep in mind, this is not the first rover to touch down on Mars. Perseverance will be following in the footsteps, or really the tire tracks, of other Mars robots like Curiosity, Spirit, and Opportunity. SpaceX plans to launch tourists into orbit next year. The Verge says three people will get to go on a 10-day vacation to the International Space Station. They'll spend 2 days traveling to and from the ISS and share space on board with the astronauts who work there. And yes, NASA is on board with this. NASA said last year it would start opening up the International Space Station to more commercial activity like space tourism, which is a pretty big deal. NASA has never allowed anything like that before, but now it wants the extra revenue. In fact, this 10-day trip with SpaceX will not be cheap. Tickets are $55 million each. The New York Times says at least one person already booked their spot. And remember, SpaceX is also planning to send another four private citizens into orbit around Earth in either 2021 or 2022. And of course, other commercial space companies like Blue Origin are also working on offering similar space flights. Facebook has removed some Trump campaign ads. The social giant says they had to go because they were misleading. They looked like ads for the 2020 census, you know, that once every 10-year survey about the U.S. population. But then the Washington Post says when people clicked on them, it actually took them to a page for the Trump campaign, which requested their information and a donation. ABC News reports Facebook had originally said it would allow the ads, but then there was some backlash. Critics worried the ads would confuse people into thinking they were actually for the 2020 census. You may have seen some articles and how-to videos about making your own hand sanitizer, considering many stores are running low due to fears around the new coronavirus. But now some public health experts are saying the DIY kind is not a good idea. One expert told CNN, even if you have the right recipe to make hand sanitizer, it's actually pretty tough to make it in the right way so that it really works and doesn't irritate your skin. In fact, some people posted on Twitter that they made it using Tito's vodka. So the company tweeted back saying, yeah, don't do that. Tito's has 40% alcohol, and the CDC's recommendation says hand sanitizer needs to contain at least 60% alcohol. Experts say soap and water is still the best option to keep your hands clean. Today is apparently the National Day of Unplugging. So the dating app Hinge says get off your phone and go on a date with one of your matches, and it'll pick up the check, sending you an e-gift card for $100 after the date. To take part, you have to pause your Hinge profile for 24 hours starting at 4 p.m. Eastern time, then fill out a form about the date you went on. In fact, there are apparently 1,000 unplugged events happening around the country today, encouraging people to stay off tech and reconnect with people in real life. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And today's Feel Good Friday story is brought to you by our friends at Magic Spoon. Bring back the memories of eating cereal as a kid, but this time with a healthy twist. Magic Spoon cereal has 12 grams of protein and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. And it tastes great. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. All right, so today we're talking about how police officers helped a North Carolina woman celebrate her 100th birthday. She had a very unusual wish. She wanted to go to jail. It was something on her bucket list, and she felt like she needed to check it off. So the AP reports officers showed up at her nursing home, issued a fake warrant, and drove her to the police station, lights flashing and sirens blaring. Once at the jail, she got her mugshot taken, spent a few minutes behind bars, and even got that orange uniform. It was apparently all in good humor. Officers then took her back home for a birthday party. All right, thank you so much for listening today and, of course, for sharing the show. As always, you can read more about all the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.